the director of research at CERN, he says, out of this door might come something, or we might send something through it. What? I mean, this is the stuff that they're actually writing on the CERN website. You look at paragraph 5, it says here, we're hoping to see supersymmetry and extra dimensions. What? Look at this. This is something we're reading the book of Ezekiel here. It says, summarizing then, it appears as though we might be in for some kind of invasion by spontaneously swelling and shrinking spherical and wheel-shaped creatures able to move in and out of our plane at will. Soon the cities of humanity will lay in smoking ruins, shattered by the attack of teleporting juggernaut tyrants from the nth dimension.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy Salvation Day. God bless you, each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report, and that was Clay Clark, and he's speaking the truth about what they're doing over at CERN. Guys, I don't think that's satire. I think these people are Luciferian scientists who are out of their mind, and they're trying to splice the veil between the seen and the unseen to usher in the end of times. But God has other plans. Friends, we cover so much in this one. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you keep your money in a bank, listen up, your savings are at risk. A good portion of the banking system is under extreme stress, and some have actually collapsed. The dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning to an all-time high. Commercial real estate is collapsing. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Now, there are no guarantees of any kind, and investing in anything is always a risk, but gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies like trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, this government is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin or call them at 877-646-5347. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for finding SGT Report wherever you have. Could be at sgtreport.com, could be on BitChute or Rumble, even Locals and Cloud Hub. We're just glad that you're with us right now. And guys, happy Easter. He is risen. The war has already been won. The deep state just hasn't figured that out yet. I'm glad to welcome back to the show my friend, Clay Clark. How are you, Clay?
Brother, I'm excited to be here with you. I sincerely mean this. Your broadcast is one of the most well-researched and consistent places to find truth. So for anybody who's listening who hasn't subscribed yet to your podcast, I encourage them to do so right now.
Well, God bless you, man. Thanks for the endorsement. I appreciate it. Your check's in the mail. Hey, look, I want to read a tweet from somebody on Twitter who wrote this. This is your warning to completely separate yourselves from this demonic, blasphemous administration. They are evil. Then this person cited Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Well, what are we talking about, folks? I'm sure you've all heard the news. The day before Easter Sunday, Joe Biden has declared that Easter Sunday is now a transgender holiday. To which Riley Gaines writes, if you aren't awake by now, it's because you simply don't want to be. This administration is evil, demonic, and wicked beyond what I thought they were capable of. Clay, I'm coming back to you. These people truly are the most evil people we've ever seen, and they're in control of our government? My God, help us.
You know, if you could pull up that post again real quick, there's so much going on there in that post that you just showed. So Easter, for anybody out there that doesn't know, we're supposed to be celebrating the resurrection of Christ, right? And so we have a perversion of that. And now many people unknowingly are celebrating Ishtar, right? So a lot of people are celebrating Ishtar. And so then you start to have these pagan eggs and all that. So the Biden administration is putting up the rabbit. They're putting up the Easter eggs, the Ishtar eggs. They're taking a day that's meant to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, and they're celebrating transgenderism. Now, for anybody who doesn't know that, Transgenderism is the symbolic sign of Satan. So Baphomet is the transgendered symbol of Satan. Baphomet is the transgendered symbol of Satan. So when you talk about Aleister Crowley and famous Satanists, they're obsessed with Baphomet. That's why Elon Musk dressed up like Baphomet for Halloween. That's why Grimes poses and makes the Baphomet symbol whenever she poses for Vogue magazine and other publications. And that's why there is now Baphomet statues being erected all throughout the United States. So really what Joe Biden did right there is he just posted that America is now submitting itself to the Baphomet spirit. Also, I will point out that the very physical location where the Star Spangled Banner was written, that place was attacked, and that particular bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge or the Star Spangled Banner Bridge, was also symbolically destroyed this week. So you're seeing a lot of symbolism right out in the open. It is truly concerning.
That is the understatement of the century. I mean, this stuff is horrifying, and we're going to talk about that Baltimore Bridge collapse, too. There's 2 minutes of the black box recording missing. Have you heard that, Clay? And guess what 2 minutes are missing? Just guess which 2 minutes of the black box recording, which they've located, are missing. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, but I want to go back, and I want to compare and contrast Pedo Joe with Donald J. Trump, because I'm a little sick and tired of people saying Trump is just a Zionist playing his role, and he's got the same game plan in mind for our country as Pedo Joe. Oh, yeah? Well, let me play this for you.
We remember the suffering and death of God's only Son and his glorious resurrection on the third day. On Easter Sunday, we proclaim with joy, Christ is risen.
Okay, so Clay, I firmly believe that since Christ is King is now even considered anti-Semitic, that those words coming from that man's mouth would offend all Zionists. It certainly will offend the Biden administration and Satanists. He invoked the name Jesus Christ. God bless him for doing so.
You know, I think that President Donald J. Trump is a man who is trying to follow God's heart, follow God's will for our world. And I don't think that he's perfect. I don't think he's a deity, but I really do believe he's trying his best to save America. And I consider his friend Eric Trump to be a good friend of mine. But I can just tell you, I mean, President Trump, during the peak of the riots, he stood in front of the church that was being desecrated and set on fire, you know, the church, and he held up the Bible. President Trump voted for Supreme Court justices that he thought would overturn Roe versus Wade. President Trump has repeatedly called for the celebrating of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He took 4 minutes the other day to tell every American to buy a Bible and to read their Bible. So I think President Donald J. Trump is really doing the best job he can to stand up for both God and country, in that order, God and country.
Well, I agree with you. And at this point, I've already said if they steal another election, it's game over. So I believe in my heart and soul, this is America's last chance to throw off these chains. And I think we've hit a tipping point. I will cite some evidence of that in just 1 second. Let me show you this, though. Have you heard about Kathy Hochul being told to go and pound sand when she was explicitly told do not show up at the funeral of murdered police officer Jonathan Diller? And she did anyway. I want to play this clip, and then I want to tell you what I think was being said here, because I'm such a good lip reader. I'm pretty sure what's being said is, no way, you pandering Marxist bitch. Your policies got Jonathan murdered. Now go back to your goddamned globalist hole. You're going to have to pardon me for the profanity, guys, but I'm sick and tired of these people. They're Luciferians. Her policies are getting people murdered in the state of New York, in the city of New York City. And I am fed up. Everybody's fed up, Clay.
You know, if we go back to your post, I'm sorry to keep making you go back to your post, but I want to analyze your post for a second, because I think a lot of the things you just said are pretty accurate there. I mean, you said, I'm pretty good lip reader. Pretty sure he said, no way, you pandering Marxist. So let's go up to the word Marxist. I think we all agree, right? And then the word you use for a female dog, could you disagree that this person is a female dog? I mean, I don't know. Your policies just got Jonathan murdered. I agree with that. Now go on back to your, you said God, and then the word is damned. Well, damned would be like condemned to hell. And I would believe this is where this person is probably going. They're probably condemned to hell. I mean, and you said globalist and you said whole. So I think so far your post that you wrote, I think I agree with every word you wrote there.
Well, thank you, because I don't use profanity lightly, and I don't even perceive God damned globalist whole as profanity. God is literally damning these people to hell for their crimes against humanity and their treason. That is my personal belief. They will have to meet their maker one day. And evidently, maybe they're just excited to hang out with Lucifer, like Prince Philip. Your thoughts?
I do believe that there is a very obvious Luciferian agenda going on. And I'll fire off a bunch of examples right now for you. Okay. So April 8th, a lot of people are worried about April 8th. The eclipse is coming for the United States. Okay. So you say that's an isolated incident. That's concerning. I'm not super excited about that. What's going to happen? Is that good? Is it bad? I don't know. So you look at all that circumstantial evidence and you look at the eclipse, but then you say, why is CERN firing up their Hadron Collider on the exact day? And you might say, well, that's just a coincidence. I don't think we need to be worried about that. That's just CERN. That's just a Hadron Collider. And then you start to think to yourself, well, Stephen Hawking, the famous atheist scientist, he said, and I'm quoting here, he said that the God particle could wipe out the universe. This is Stephen Hawking. This is, again, this is, he shared his fears on NBC, on CNET. So CERN, in front of CERN, they have a demonic god of Shiva, right? A statue of Shiva, which is the god of destruction. And then CERN is located on top of the physical former location of the former temple of Apollo. And if you open your Bible to Revelation 9:11 or Revelation 2:13, the Bible tells you that Satan lives where the former temple of Apollo was and where Antipas was martyred. And that happens to be the same location where CERN is located. So CERN is trying to, and I quote, recreate the God particle. And they're trying to recreate the Big Bang and isolate the God particle. And so when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, I created a button there called the CERN button where you can go to read this. But I'm just going to read you a small excerpt of what CERN, the demonically inspired people at CERN are finding. Now, this is a quote from CERN. This is not my opinion. I'm just going to read to you the actual text from CERN right now, and I'll send you in the private chat a link to this so people can see this on the CERN website. This is what CERN says they're finding. It says, we're looking here at an imminent visit from a race of carnivorous dinosaur men, the superhuman clone hive legions of some evil genetic queen empress. Infinite polypantheons of dark nega deities, not dark nega deities, imprisoned for eons and hungering to feast upon human souls, a parallel victorious Nazi global Reich or something of that type. So how could that be described as anything other than satanic? And again, CERN has a 666 logo. The World Economic Forum has a 666 logo, and they're both located in Geneva, which happens to be where the Bible describes where Satan is located, where the former temple of Apollo was, and where Antipas was martyred.
Yep, the seat of Satan. And you got me a little flummoxed here. Where did you read that from? What you just read is stunning. It sounds like a work of fiction. And you read it from where?
Yeah, let me send it to you right now. Maybe you can pull it up on the screen so your listeners can see it. I think when people, if you're listening, I know your listeners are listening, but when people listen, you hear something and you go, what? And that's called discernment. I think we need to pause for a second and maybe reflect upon that. I just sent the link to you. This is from the CERN website. And I read to you specifically from paragraph 4, where it says, here we're looking at an imminent visit from a race of carnivorous dinosaur men. Now, you might say, huh? But I mean, you got to go. I mean, again, just so we're clear, CERN is a scientific, whatever that means, research center where they document their findings on their website. So if you go up to the first paragraph and you read here, this is Sergio Bertolucci, the director of research at CERN. He says, out of this door might come something or we might send something through it. What? I mean, this is the stuff that they're actually writing on the CERN website. You look at paragraph 5. It says here, we're hoping to see supersymmetry and extra dimensions. He confirmed there's no maths in it. What? Look at this. This is something we're reading the book of Ezekiel here. It says, summarizing then, it appears as though we might be in for some kind of invasion by spontaneously swelling and shrinking spherical and wheel-shaped creatures, something on the order of a huge rumbling stone ball from Indiana Jones, able to move in and out of our plane at will. Soon the cities of humanity will lay in smoking ruins, shattered by the attack of teleporting juggernaut tyrants from the nth dimension.
Okay, so they are trying to bring about Armageddon. They want to unleash the spirits of the underworld on the globe and destroy us all. Well, that's interesting. What a bunch of fun people.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me show you something else that has the globalists a little flummoxed themselves. I retweeted this from Laura Logan. This terrifies the elite globalists. So citizens of Chicago showed up in mass at city council and read those people the riot act over what's going on in Chicago with all these illegals. If you can't make that out, guys, they're saying go red, because they're fed up with being sold out by the blue states and the blue cities and the blue mayors and the blue DAs and the Soros DAs and all the lying liars that evidently hate Jesus Christ and love Lucifer. Also, they hate our nation. See, that's what's becoming abundantly clear to everybody, Clay. These people are traitors who hate our nation. I've been seeing that all day long on Twitter. They hate our nation.
You know, the Bible actually tells us to choose life. For anybody who hasn't read the Bible in a while, the Bible actually tells us to choose life. And someone says, where does it say to choose life? Well, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 through 20, it says, see, I set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. What we're saying is that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, and there are people out there that are choosing Satan. So let's just do an example. P. Diddy. Diddy, right? Music guy. I think a lot of your listeners out there know who he is. No, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, whatever.
I've got that on my list. I just want to mention he's a Fed. It's now very clear he's a Fed. He's the Jeffrey Epstein of hip hop.
So let's talk about this for a second. So he introduced the world to, or at least we believe he did, right? To Notorious B.I.G., to Mary J. Blige, to Casey and JoJo, whatever, and Heavy D. And to that style of music, that hip hop style of music. Then you have him being the quote unquote mentor for Justin Bieber, whatever that means, the quote unquote mentor. Then you have him being the quote unquote mentor for Usher, right? And then you see, what did Usher do this year during the Super Bowl? I encourage everyone to watch the Super Bowl halftime show again. He performed on a stage, but before he got onto the stage, these peacocks, or these phoenix, they came out to dance. The phoenix, you like rise out of the ashes. The phoenix, like the Build Back Better symbol, the phoenix came out on the football field. Then he performed on what appeared to be a black hole sun. He appeared to be performing on like the set of the apocalypse, or of the set of the eclipse. It was pretty wild stuff there. Then Alicia Keys played the piano, a snake shaped piano, while wearing red. Then Usher looked as though he was dancing with Alicia Keys. So she's wearing red, he's wearing white. Then you see, as he's performing, there's a countdown of, it appears to be a countdown to the apocalypse. And then they did a dance routine where they implemented the Rollerball theme. Now, Rollerball is a 1975 film based upon a dystopian world where the world's government collapses and it becomes a dystopian nightmare. So they did all that to foreshadow, or to share, or to put inside everybody's mind that they are counting down the moments to the apocalypse. Meanwhile, you have King Charles. He announced a 7-year countdown to Agenda 2030. That's a real thing. Meanwhile, you have Klaus Schwab talking about a countdown to Agenda 30. Meanwhile, Yuval Noah Harari is now calling for the rebuilding of the temple. Ladies and gentlemen, Yuval Noah Harari is calling for the rebuilding of the temple. This is a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, Yuval Noah Harari, whose name in Hebrew means father of music, as in the days of Noah, shall ascend to the mountaintop. That's what his name means in Hebrew, is father of music, as in the days of Noah, shall ascend to the mountaintop. Yuval Noah Harari claims to have been educated at Jesus University. I'm not making that up. Jesus University. He sold over 47 million copies of his books. He says that humans are hackable animals. He wants to rewrite the Bible using AI. Yuval Noah Harari says that COVID caused surveillance to go under the skin. Yuval Noah Harari is now saying that we're going to see the end of human history. I mean, so all of these things are converging all at one time. Meanwhile, in Israel, where the Israeli fundamentalists, the Jewish fundamentalists, are reporting that they now have the blemish-free red heifers needed to sacrifice these red heifers to begin construction of the third temple. And Hamas just confirmed a couple weeks ago, and Glenn Beck reported as well, that Hamas said the reason why they launched their attack on Israel is because of the presence of the red heifers needed to sanctify or purify a third temple. I mean, it's all converging at one time.
You know, I want to show you something in just one second, but I wanted to ask you about those red heifers. This whole thing is being orchestrated and it's being made to happen on purpose because these people want a Luciferian sea change on planet Earth. So they're trying to usher in demons through CERN. They want to rebuild the temple. The whole red heifer thing is something I wanted to ask you about. These red heifers were found in Texas and shipped to Israel, weren't they?
Yes, these red heifers were found in Texas and shipped to Israel. By the way, Israel has completed, or the Jewish fundamentalists have completed, making the altar needed to sacrifice the heifers.
It's all so crazy, man. I know this has become a topic now, the whole Candace Owens thing and the Ben Shapiro thing. I mean, we can talk about Zionism. Ben Shapiro is just a devout Jew and Zionist. So, you know, all measure of crime in Gaza, A-OK. But I think it really does need to be addressed that there is a sector of the Jewish community, Clay, that in my view is among the most extreme on planet Earth. These people are extremists. And I'm being polite.
Well, I'll say this. You know, I happen to be Caucasian, and so I'm just going to share my bias here. You know, I grew up, born in 1980. I played basketball, played baseball, that kind of thing. And I didn't see a whole lot of racism growing up, but I do know that there were a few people that I played sports with. I happened to play basketball with some teammates that happened to be black, and I played with some teammates that happened to be white. Well, anyway, during my encounters playing sports, I did run into a very, very racist father who happened to be white. I witnessed this guy who just hated and could not stand anybody of a different skin color than white. And I also experienced it with people that happened to be darker skin color, people that happened to be black. I ran into extreme racism on just a handful of occasions where people just did not, frankly, like white people. I saw that, and those are extreme segments. What's very concerning right now is that there appears to be people in charge of things that are extremely radical and violent in their worldviews. So when you have a person who's a nut job, who's the father of one of your friends, you know, from when you play sports, you think to yourself, well, the reason why this guy can't hold a job is because he's a racist nut job, right? When you see somebody who you play sports with and their mom or dad are racist nut jobs, you think, well, good thing they're not in charge of things. But we now are finding ourselves at a time where you're finding that the people in charge of things happen to be they have very dangerous worldviews.
Yeah. And again, being super polite, these people are going to get us all killed. And I think maybe that is their intent. That's what they want. I want you to help me break this down, because this is the sad truth, the horrifying truth. The horrifying truth is they're all in the same club.
They're all in the club.
Balenciaga. Balenciaga, Baal is the king. That's the translation. There's the Nickelodeon logo. Looks a little like St. James, little St. James. There's the Monster Energy logo, 666 in Hebrew. The Google Play logo? Huh. How about Gmail and the Freemasons? How about Facebook? Google 666. Walt Disney 666. Oh, don't even get me started about Oreos. And Madonna. Oh, is she a whore of Babylon? It goes on and on and on and on and on. And Clay, here's the thing. This whole Diddy thing, this is a big deal, because he's got the goods on all of these people. All of them that went to his crazy parties, they were all videotaped. They were all given whatever they wanted. They could all do whatever they wanted, and they were all videotaped. How do you explain that with a criminal administration? They love Diddy. This criminal administration, Hillary Clinton, the demon rats, they love Diddy. He was part of the big club. So what's going on here?
Well, I'll say this. The way that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has instructed us is we're supposed to have free will, right? So if we go back to the book of Genesis, maybe everyone should read it today as we get prepared for this celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But God gave us free will, and the free will to do really, really bad things or really, really good things. And Satan is not a big fan of free will. And so what Satan has been doing for quite some time is seeking to find ways to control people. So the way that this the system works, I'm probably oversimplifying it and probably making it too simple. But what's happening is you have somebody who has lustful or sinful thoughts or ideas, and they want to do certain things. And because of, you know, pressure to societal norms to not be engaged in that sort of behavior, or because of their belief in Christ or whatever, people tend to not do those things because God has laid out his Ten Commandments, etc. But what they did through Epstein as well as through Diddy is they created a reality distortion situation where these people could seemingly engage and any type of perverse activity that they wanted to without any type of consequence. Well, the consequence was that they were being filmed, right? And then these people get a phone call or an email or some sort of notification that, hey, by the way, we've got footage of you. And that's how they began to be controlled. And so one by one, day by day, person by person, Diddy and Epstein, Epstein focused primarily on, you know, scientists and tech people and political leaders and occasionally musicians and occasionally, and you go, what? Yeah. So Epstein focused on leaders. And then you have Puff Daddy. He focused on politicians and Hollywood folks and leaders. And so now the world's leaders have all, for the love of money, these people have all been corrupted. And the Bible is very clear. It says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. For the love of money is the root of all evil. And someone says, where does it say that? 1 Timothy chapter 6, it says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from their faith and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And so, you know, people that want to become the head of a music industry or a label, or they want to be in charge of something, they then say, well, if I need to do this to get a role in a movie, I'll do it. And then next thing you know, they're now captured. It goes on and on and on. And so it really is evil that you have a gatekeeper like P. Diddy, who, you know, this is the quote unquote mentor of Justin Bieber or the mentor of Usher. Now, once these people have done these unspeakable acts on camera, do you think they have any moral inhibitions about doing other more perverse things? And that's how we've gotten to this place.
Yeah. But here's my question directly. And you know, I call Diddy a Fed. He's actually a snitch who was an informant for the feds, because he's gotten himself in so much trouble, accused of murder, multiple murders actually over the years, that he was in deep. And I'm sure that they got him to turn and they got him to play state's evidence, right? But here's my question. And by the way, Cat Williams said, the truth will all be revealed in 2024. And he named Diddy specifically. And my question to you is, since we know we have a criminal administration that covers up the crimes of pedophiles, that's engaged in pedophilia and child trafficking, 85,000 kids missing over that border, Homeland Security is the agency that raided Diddy's mansions. So how do you explain that? That's what I mean. What's going on here in terms of this criminal government? They typically would cover up Diddy's crimes. How do we explain this? Is it the White Hats?
I don't know that. I think it's a great question. I can say this. I'm finding the word I'm going to go back to is convergence. I feel like many things are, I see many things happening all at one time. I mean, the Red Heifers happening at one time, CERN Collider firing up one time, Eclipse at one time. There's so many things being revealed. And with the book of Revelation, which a God and inspired God, coached or mentored or empowered John to write, John wrote the book of Revelation while exiled on the island of Patmos, the book is the book of the great reveal, how it all ends. And I believe that we're having these things that were once dark secrets. They're all being revealed and it's all coming to light. And it's alarming. It's concerning. It's eye-opening. It's however you want to call it. But I believe that every possible thing that can be shaken is being shaken.
Yeah. Well, I think we can all see it and we welcome it because the truth must be brought to light. So I'm just amused that it wasn't the FBI that raided Diddy's compound, right? It was this other agency, because we know the FBI is corrupt to the core. And I want to share some good news with you guys. He is risen. And I strongly urge you all to go to my site, thephaser.com, and seek this video out. It's on the front page, The Shroud of Turin, New Evidence with Father Andrew Dalton. This is 3 hours of content that will blow your mind. Jesus was a real man. He was wrapped in linen, and there was a angelic, super divine, supernatural photograph taken of him. The Shroud of Turin is real. And so is the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends. And our enemies, they will be vanquished because God will not be mocked. And I'm telling you what, there is a great awakening happening all over the globe. Clay, I want to share this epic SmackDown with you and the audience. This is the BBC interviewing the president of Guyana, and they want to lecture him on climate change. This is really worth watching the entire thing. Check this out.
Let's take a big picture look at what's going on here. Over the next decade, two decades, it is expected that there will be $150 billion worth of oil and gas extracted off your coast. It's an extraordinary figure. But think of it in practical terms. That means, according to many experts, more than 2 billion tons of carbon emissions will come from your seabed, from those reserves, and be released into the atmosphere. I don't know if you, as a head of state, went to the COP in Dubai.
Let me stop you right there. Do you know that Guyana has a forest forever that is the size of England and Scotland combined? A forest that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon? A forest that we have kept alive? A forest that we have kept alive.
Does that give you the right? No, does that give you the right to release all of this carbon?
Right? That give you the right to lecture us on climate change? I am going to lecture you on climate change because we have kept this forest alive that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon that you enjoy, that the world enjoy, that you don't pay us for, that you don't value, that you don't see a value in, that the people of Guyana has kept alive. Guess what? We have the lowest deforestation rate in the world. And guess what? Even with our greatest exploration of the oil and gas resource we have now, we will still be net zero. Guyana will still be net zero. With all our exploration,
we'll
still be net zero.
Powerful words, Mr. President. But I'm
not completed as yet. I am not finished as yet. I am just not finished as yet. Because this is the hypocrisy that exists in the world. The world in the last 50 years has lost 65% of all its biodiversity. We have kept our biodiversity. Are you valuing it? Are you ready to pay for it? When is the developed world going to pay for it? Or are you in the pockets? Are you in the pockets of those who have damaged the environment? Are you in the pockets? Are you and your system in the pockets of those who destroyed the environment through the Industrial Revolution and now lecturing us? Are you in their pockets? Are you paid by them? Are you
all
paid
right,
to
all right,
their
Mr.
Message?
President.
That is what you call a SmackDown. Clay, did you happen to see the man's name? Muhammad Ali.
I love it, brother.
You got to love it. The world's waking up.
And you have to, again, when you deal with these people through the Reawaken Tour, by the way, for anybody who wants to know about that, you know, we go to these Reawaken America Tour events. Our final one will be in June. They'll be June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. And what happens virtually every time is we have thousands of wonderful attendees that show up. The events are sold out. You have Eric Trump, Cash Patel, General Flynn, Jim Brewer, Roseanne. It's 70 speakers over 2 days. And almost every single time, the crowd is electric. The speakers are on fire. The truth is being revealed. And then you have these bogus members of the media that show up who ask passive-aggressive non-question statements. They do statement questions, and they try to trick you into giving them some sort of sound bite that they can then use to further their narrative. And you have to shut these people down. So that was an incredible response there. I hadn't seen that video before, but that's the way you have to deal with these demonic, Luciferian, godless Marxists who specialize in spreading misinformation.
Well, yeah. And the other part, really, the subtext to that whole thing is a mouthpiece, a mockingbird for the BBC, right? The colonialists lecturing their slave class about how they need to save the planet by not using those fuels to enrich their people, to make their people prosper so that people can live better lives. No, the slave class, that's all of us now, guys. The plebs, we the plebs. No fossil fuels for us, by the way. They're not dead dinosaur bones. That's not where oil comes from. It's abiotic. The world, the earth makes it. God created this thing for us to use. Anyway, we all must die. We all must live as serfs or die to save the planet. It's such a freaking joke. And the world knows it. You know what else is a joke? We're going to circle back. Two more things here. Two more topics. The Francis Scott Key Baltimore Bridge collapse. And then the eclipse. I want to ask Clay about the eclipse. If you believe the Baltimore Bridge collapse was merely an accident because of faulty fuel, because that's the new narrative, it was bad fuel, you probably just haven't been paying attention. Listen to this man explain a couple questionable points. And guys, there's profanity in here. People are fed up.
Of course, the black box from the ship that hit that bridge is missing 2 minutes of sensor data and steering inputs. Why wouldn't it? And of course, the ship managed to somehow defy the laws of physics. If you're unaware of what I'm talking about, go ahead and put your tinfoil hat on and follow me. But we have two new revelations about that ship hitting the bridge. The first is what Gen Z would refer to as sus. But the second thing is impossible. Let me give you the sus shit first. So they recovered the black box from the ship. They recovered the black box completely intact because why wouldn't they? The ship didn't fucking sink. Then the NTSB informed us that 2 minutes is missing. And it just so happens to be the 2 minutes leading up to the crash. Even though, as we all know, a black box is supposed to have a backup power supply, so you never stop recording. Nevertheless, some very strategic 2 minutes is just fucking gone. And the sad part is, that's the more reasonable part of the two things we just found out. Like, the second thing is not just sus, it's impossible. So here's a very short clip of what the NTSB just said.
27 and 4 seconds, the pilot ordered the Dally to drop the port anchor.
If you don't know anything about ships and boats, that might not sound that fucked up to you. So let me just show you. You heard him say that they dropped the port anchor, and the port side of a ship is the left side. Let's all have a basic understanding of physics here for a second. They dropped the anchor off the left side of this fucking ship. How the fuck did this ship turn right? That's not possible.
All right, I'll pause it there because he goes on and rants with some more profanity. But honestly, guys, at this point, people are just fed up. They're fed up with the lies, they're fed up with the gaslighting, and they're fed up with the treason, the overt treason. They're obviously trying to destroy us from within by destroying our infrastructure, Clay.
Well, you know, you dropped the knowledge bomb a minute ago talking about fossil fuels, how they weren't derived from decomposing dinosaur bones. I'll give people a little knowledge bomb as well. You know, the word that we heard this guy say a few times, the four-letter word, that derives it's a meaning from the concept of fornication under consent of the king, right? So what does that mean? There was a time where you could pay for indulgences, right? So you could be doing horrible things. You could be doing things like people did with Diddy, right? But you could pay the king, who would then authorize you. He would give you consent to go ahead and fornicate. Fornication under consent of the king. So I think as he's using that word, that seems to be an accurate description of what's going on. The mainstream media, the godless globalists, the Marxists, they want us to just give them our consent and to authorize this blatant jackassery and Luciferian agenda. And I just think people are done with it. And I've just found in the Christianese circles, and I don't advocate for people cursing at scale, but what I'm saying is I find so many Christians that they have been deceived, and they begin to believe what people say simply because they have a big church or because they don't curse on camera. But what happens when you find what they did on Diddy's cameras?
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if the world will get to find out what happened and what is on those cameras. I suspect it might be a limited hangout again, like Epstein, right? They got Ghislaine Maxwell, but not a single client on that list has ever faced prosecution or even public scrutiny. All right, we'll move on to the final topic. And it's this, is it April 8th, this eclipse? The fear-mongering around this thing is just puzzling beyond belief. No trucking is going to be allowed during the eclipse on the highways. Schools will be closed. I don't remember any eclipse in the past that caused schools to close. And the National Guard will be activated. I'm probably missing other dystopian things as well, Clay. What the heck's going on with this eclipse?
Well, I just sent you something that I think is disturbing. I just sent you, it's a concert promotional flyer for a band called One Republic. I'm seeing there's more and more dystopian artwork coming out. And if you pull that up and you look at that, how would you describe that concert art? What does that look like to you? I mean, if you zoom in or you look at it, what about that? There is anything about that concerning to you?
That looks like a flat earth with a dome.
Doesn't it? And then it's got like what the all seeing eye there. And it's got, I mean, there's a lot going on there, you know?
Yeah. And the skulls are a nice touch as well.
Skulls. Yeah. I'm just seeing more and more of this projection of a dystopian future.
And there's the Monarch Butterfly, CIA, MK Ultra programming.
Yeah. And this is supposed to be like one of the big concerts of the year. I mean, you have, so I guess what I'm saying is I believe that they're projecting who's they. I believe you're seeing the globalists now project their dystopian worldview. and you're beginning to see it projected out through movies, through music, through statements, through press releases, through the declaration of Easter being Transgender Day, through Microsoft coming up with their patent W02020060606, to CERN deciding to fire up their Hadron Collider on the very day that the solar eclipse is supposed to happen. By the way, NASA just announced they're going to be shooting off three what they call APEP rockets into the April 8th eclipse. You now have scientists warning that cicadas are going to emerge, billions of them around the same time. I mean, there's just endless convergence there. I would just say that they're attempting to prepare us for a crescendo and an event that will forever be a great reset. That's what they're trying to set us up for.
I wonder if they're not falling into their own snare, right? I wonder if they're not falling into their own trap. Because again, the world is waking up and now it's very, very clear. Riley Gaines made the point. If you can't see and recognize the spiritual aspect of this war at this point, then you're either soulless or you're just an NPC. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what she said. And I couldn't agree more, right? They're unveiling themselves as the Luciferians they are, and their agenda is 100% anti-human. And therefore, they're going to get caught in their own snare, because who in the world would stand for this? Once they lose the support of all their little minority groups, the blacks in Chicago shouting, "Make America great again, let's go red." This is a globalist nightmare, because these people are going to be taken down once the world wakes up. And the world is waking up, Clay.
I believe that your show is filled with so many knowledge bombs per capita that people would do well to listen to your show often. And I also think people should read the Bible. And I think if you open up your Bible to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, the Bible says that, again, this is what the Bible says. It says, when the Euphrates River dries up, the false prophet will show up, and China and Russia will team up. That's a paraphrasing of it, but you should read it yourselves, folks. It says, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. And by the way, the Euphrates River is drying up. And it says, the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up. Again, the Euphrates River is drying up. That the way of the kings of the East might be prepared. By the way, the kings of the East, that's China and Russia, they are teaming up. And that's, wow, okay. Revelation chapter 16, verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. The dragon's China. And out of the mouth of the beast. Many people close to CERN, scientists, they refer to CERN and AI as the beast. And out of the mouth of the false prophet. Many of these leading elites, these self-proclaimed elites, they call Yuval Noah Harari the prophet. So again, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, China, and out of the mouth of the beast, AI CERN, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, what? Yuval Noah Harari. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them for that battle, that great day of God Almighty. So I just see the things the Bible prophesied would happen. 27% of the Bible is prophetic. 73% of the Bible is historical. I see these biblical prophetic events all coming to pass. They're all taking place. And I know that God did not write the Bible to scare. He did write the Bible to prepare. And it's not just because it rhymes. God really did write the Bible not to scare, but to prepare us so that we could all choose life, or choose to have a relationship with Christ, or to choose repentance on this Resurrection Sunday. So I would encourage everybody today, read Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, and also read what Jesus told the apostles would have to happen before his return. And that can be found in Mark chapter 13, Matthew chapter 24, and Luke chapter 21. Again, Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21, and Matthew chapter 24.
Amen. And I want to show one last piece of video. It's horrifying. I'm sorry. I got to do it though, guys, because as we celebrate the one who has risen and the one who has freed us all from the chains of Lucifer and his minions, we need to remember what's going on in Gaza. Okay. Because I guess I would ask Clay, what is the responsibility of Christians listening to this broadcast as it pertains to Gaza? What you're seeing before you guys is just a burned out shell of a city. And I'm going to play this for you, because the people you're going to see here are a displaced family peacefully trying to move down the road. And as people like Ben Shapiro call for the absolute destruction of every living thing in Gaza, I want you Christians to remember what that means and how that looks when real people are destroyed by missiles from above. And frankly, folks, Those are missiles probably being paid for with your tax dollars. Those are murders being subsidized by your government. Sorry, Clay, go ahead.
I would just say, I mean, anytime that you have a homicidal, genocidal quest, that's not good. So I see people all the time, and I don't want anyone to take anything I'm saying out of context here. So I'm just trying to give it the breadth and depth it needs here. I see people all the time celebrating the achievements of a dictator. I see it all the time. They find one thing that the dictator did well, and they go, you know, such and such was right. And I'm going, no. We don't want to celebrate homicide or genocide and so I'm just seeing an increase in those events taking place. And all I can say is Hamas did say that, and again, this could be a Hamas puppet, this could be a Hamas spokesperson, I don't know. All I know is Hamas said the reason why they decided to get involved when they did was because of the presence of the red heifers. And, you know, Glenn Beck has reported that and others as well. So all I can say is that when in doubt, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill.
Well, that's right. So for all the Christian Zionists who support what's happening over there, you really better start reading your Bible and start with the Ten Commandments. All right. There's something very, very sinister and wrong here. And the fact that part of the world is not speaking up about it at all, and part of the world, the United States specifically, continues to veto a ceasefire in Gaza at the United Nations. Guys, this blood is on all of our hands. It's our duty to speak out against it. It's genocide, just like the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine is genocide, just like shutting down all the farms around the world will be genocide because they want to starve us all to death. This is the New World Order. And if you don't stand up against it, well, then you will kneel before it. Clay, again, tell us about the event coming up in Detroit, will you?
Yeah, our final event is going to be June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. It'll feature General Flynn, Eric Trump, Mike Lindell, Kash Patel, Laura Logan, Roseanne. I mean, the lineup just continues to grow. And again, if you can get your tickets, you can name your price. And I want to hammer this. I'm not to elevate myself, but to make sure people understand you can afford to go. My wife and I just felt really called to do these Reawaken America Tour events. It certainly doesn't make any money, and we are being sued as a result of hosting them by the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, Eric Boomer. And so we want to underscore this idea. They are affordable for everybody to go to. So if you're out there today, just go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com, and you can request tickets there. And when you do, you can name your price. So no matter where you're at financially, you can afford to go. I grew up without money. I grew up poor. I know what that's like. And for anybody out there, you can name your price. You can get your tickets. And as of right now, as of this very second, I don't know if that'll change in 2 minutes, but as of right now, we have just under 700 tickets remaining. So we just moved under 700 tickets remaining for this all-star lineup June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. You can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com.
All right. Excellent. Hey, I'd be remiss not to ask, since you brought it up, I hadn't heard this. You're being sued by Dominion. Oh, Clay, what'd you do? Did you actually question the results of the last election? That's a no-no.
Well, you know, this has been almost 3 consecutive years, maybe 2.5 years we've been in this. And what happened is the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, Eric Boomer, decided to sue the tour and myself for defamation. So whenever I think about the word defamation, I think to myself, you know, what does that word mean? You know, I mean, I don't run around throwing out the word defamation a lot. So I thought, you know, I'm getting sued. I should probably figure out, you know, what the word defamation means. So I should look that up. And so I looked up the word defamation, and maybe your listeners might disagree with me, but the word defamation, as I understand it, means the action of damaging the good reputation of someone, slander or libel. And so I started thinking, you know, what is the reputation of the former director of strategy and security for Dominion Systems, Eric Boomer? Does he have a good reputation? So I watched a deposition that he did. It's a 5-hour deposition, which I will send here to you in the private chat so your listeners can watch it if they want to. It's 5 hours of, it's pretty impressive. But he says here at the 2-hour and 53-minute mark that only an absolute effing idiot could ever vote for that windbag effing F-tard fascist racist F. That's what he says. This is the guy in charge of our elections, folks. Then he says at the 3-hour and 10-minute mark, he says, yes, I did post on social media pigs for the slaughter. He did then post at 3 hours and the 13-minute mark. He did admit to posting F the USA. This is Eric Boomer, the former head of security and strategy. He admits at the 1-hour and 42-minute mark that he was previously a skinhead. Okay, that's encouraging. Then he says here during his deposition at the 1-hour and 43-minute mark, At the age of 34, he said this during in 2004, at the age of 34, he did admit to previously being an addict of both cocaine and heroin. Then Eric Coomer admits he told a New York Times reporter in 2004 that he was on the verge of bankruptcy, had lost his marriage, and had ended up in jail after being charged with several counts of driving under the influence. It continues. At the 1 hour and 25 minute mark, Eric Coomer shares his thoughts on Antifa, which he says were just in satire. Okay, whatever that means. Then he goes on to run a moving vehicle into a parked building. So the building is parked. The building's not moving. His vehicle is moving. He runs the vehicle into the parked building. And then he lies to police who were wearing a body cam to film the whole thing. And the police say, "Hey, is that your truck over there that hit that building?" And he says, "What?" And they go, "We saw multiple witnesses say that you hit the building and then you scampered away." And he says, No. I parked my vehicle over here." And so the police are saying, "So you mean to tell me that you parked your vehicle over here, somebody then maybe broke into your truck and drove it into a building and then parked it back in the exact spot where you parked it and gave you back the keys? What?" I mean, so this is the sort of jackassery that we're dealing with. And so I'm being sued for defamation. I've spent on the legal defense for this thing. I mean, this is $1 million litigation situation right here. So for anybody out there, if you want to support the ongoing litigation, that would be very helpful. And I've done a very poor job of fundraising for this because I've been focused on trying to help Peter Navarro. But if you go to givesendgo.com, givesendgo.com/reawaken, givesendgo.com/reawaken, there you can learn more about the ongoing lawsuit. And if you feel compelled to donate, I would much appreciate it, because it is these tours don't make money, and my wife and I are not doing these events to profiteer. Much like you, we're doing what we can do to wake up as many people as possible. And if I had to describe what I'm doing right now, I would describe myself as sort of a struggling evangelist trying to wake up as many people as possible.
Well, I'm sorry that's happening to you, man. And what happened to Peter Navarro is just beyond the pale. What happened to Trump is beyond the pale. What happened to all the Jan Sixers is just beyond the pale. We now live in a banana republic where their political enemies get persecuted and basically tried in kangaroo courts. And the persecution will continue until these people are toppled. And do me a favor, send me that link and I will put it below the Give, Send, Go link. I'll put it below this video. So folks, if you want to pitch in $5 or $10, Clay would very much appreciate it. Clay, thank you so much. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you, brother. Have a great day. I really appreciate everybody. And again, everybody out there, have a wonderful resurrection day, celebrating the birth, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much.
Yeah, amen. He is risen, friends. Guys, I'll remind you every single day for free, check us out for free to get the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those Mockingbird mainstream media CIA lies at sgtreport.com. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
Minutes after drinking negatively charged water, your blood cells start separating and doing what they're supposed to do. And I had 6 teenagers in that room 9 or 10 months ago, and we all tested our blood. 55-year-old dada here had better blood than my 15-year-old daughter.